Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 27, Thursday, day 128, 178. Today's topic, give thanks to God for your mentors. Pray that you can be a good mentor. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 140, verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 32 to chapter 12, verse 21, Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 22, Proverbs 18, verse 1. Today's main passages, the first one, 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. In the seventh year of Jehu, Joash became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. His mother's name was Zibiah. She was from Bathsheba. Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years Jehoiada the priest instructed him. The second passage from Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 11. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshipper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision, "Do not be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Whenever I read 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 2, I feel very painful. Joash was nearly killed if not for the priest, his mentor, Jehoiada helped and protect him and the blessing from God. He was king for 40 years, but once Jehoiada died, he forsake God totally. He gave all the sacred objects dedicated by his three generation ancestors and his sacred objects and also all the gold in the temple to Hazael, the king of Aram. At last he was killed by his own officials. So sad. Paul gives us a good example. He had Barnabas as his mentor, and Barnabas was with him for 1 year, training him. After that, Paul himself became a good mentor and trained many disciples, including Timothy, Silas, and today's Acts mentions quite a number mentored by Paul, including Aquila and Priscilla, the couple, Titus, Justus, Crispus, then many from his 1.5 year stay in Corinth. Now, please give thanks to all those mentors from God to prepare you. And pray that you can also be a good mentor, mentoring more disciples for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us our mentors to mentoring us. Help us to become good mentors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message, helping you to become good mentors? Number two, what is your action to become good mentors? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.